if you take a little bit of time, and I'm not going to expect you to do this, but if you did take a little bit of time, you could look into the history of that triune formula, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it was not used ever in the early church. Ever. Ever. We don't have one example ever that it was used in the early church. But rather that it started in A.D., in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. Now, at the very beginning of this, we've got to understand that Constantine had an issue with another emperor, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's a Linesius, I think is how you say it. And because of their belief system in religion, they were butting heads. All right? They couldn't come to an agreement. So, guess what happened? They had a war. They had a war, and it was a religious war. Man, doesn't that sound familiar? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Constantine won. He conquered Linesius, and he conquered them, and therefore his opinion, because he conquered, his opinion ruled. Now, it was according to his will and his way, because that's what he wanted. Now, if you go back and you start to look at it, you'll find a whole list of things that they came at that council, and there were five that withstood the council and said, no, this isn't right, this isn't right. Well, then, under great peer pressure, three more threw in, so there was only two that withstood the Council of Nicaea. Then they were thrown out as heresies and heretical heresies. Pharisaical, excuse me, as heretics and pharisaical ideology, which was, mind you, that they believed in the oneness of God. And you can go through and you can read the whole entire form of what they had decided was going to be their verbiage. And that's where, 325 years after Jesus' death, got it? After everything's said and done, the Acts 2:38 is already done. The gospel is being propagated all over Asia, all over the world. It's just going like wildfire. And this is where the Roman Empire put the kibosh on it. Is in 320 AD. Now, some of us may say, well, this is boring. I didn't come here to get a history lesson. Well, okay. So, you can leave.
Come on, Pastor.
This is a class, you don't have to stay. So, nevertheless, some of us, you need to know your roots. You need to know your heritage.
That's right.
There's some things that you need to know about truth. While some will argue that it needs to be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and so on and so forth, say, well, where did that come from? You will have the ability to be able to say, well, where did that come from? Where did that formula come from? While there will be many that will argue and so on and so forth, you can just take them to the scripture. You don't have to go to your priest.
Right.
You can go right to the scripture in your own Bible and say, well, this is what the Bible says.
Amen.
All right? So let's go into that. It is important that we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, because in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, it said that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, singular, under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. A great establishment of the name of Jesus. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You cannot. If I wrote out $1 million check, well, that probably would bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not probably.
Probably would.
Don't want to give you any big ideas.
I'll write out $1,000 check. I could probably handle that one. Can anybody give $1,000 right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give it to me. I could write you out a check for $1,000 here today. And I could write it to the Father. How many dads do we have? Stand up. Now, which one of you is going to get the check? Brother Sam says me. But at the end of the day, Brother Sam, are you going to be able to cash that?
Nope.
You ain't going to be able to cash it. Now, every one of these guys are sons. Mm-hmm. So if I wrote that $1,000 check to the son and I handed it to Brother Edwin, Would there be any sense in any of you guys fighting him for it?
Nope, not a bit.
Why? Because you all understand that it's got to have your name on the check.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Right.
Some of your...
Come on.
Y'all husbands, okay, we'll use that as an example. Come on, you could put any title on any one of these men, and you would never be able to cash that $1,000 check. But as soon as I said, all right, I'm writing this check out to one of these men, and I put their name in it, Edwin Carson, he'd be going, yeah, I'm the winner. You all are out of luck. Huh? Because the name is on it. I want to tell you today, thank you, gentlemen, that having the name of the Father and having the name of the Son and having the name of the Holy Ghost are just titles. Amen. You've got to have the name that is above every other name. That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So we gotta have that name. We gotta have that name. So that's why Acts chapter 4 says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name. No other name. Peter was given the keys to the kingdom and when he spoke in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 19. And he used those keys when he unlocked the doors of salvation, when he stood up on that day, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, when the people said, men and brethren, what do we do? Hey guys, we're in trouble. You just told us. You gave us a revelation that we just killed the Messiah. The one that was going to come and save us. What did we do? What do we do to fix it now? And that's what he said. I'm glad you asked that question. Repent. Be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The apostles did not disobey. They did not fail in doing or obeying the command that Jesus gave in Matthew 28:19. They fulfilled what Jesus said because they understood who the Father was. And they understood who the Son was. And they understood who the Holy Ghost was. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 9 said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every other name. I just quoted this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of the things of earth, and the things underneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, it said, whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name. In the name. And so, because of that name, it's a sad day to understand that the name of Jesus has been popularized. There was a day, I remember as a kid, there was people that always made fun. Well, you're those Jesus-only people. Amen. We'd say, no, we're those Jesus-everything people.
That's right.
We believe in Jesus for everything.
Amen.
Everything. And there's too many times to say, well, has he ever healed you before? And I had that question asked me, and I go, how many times has he healed me? That's the question.
Yeah.
Not has he ever.
Right.
But how many times has
Hallelujah.
He?
Come on.
Well, how has he protected you? Well, there's been multiple instances. I can remember one where I was late and I was frustrated because I was late. But little did I know, there was a massive accident just up the road before that I could have been in the very middle of. But there was a delay. You say, oh, that was just coincidence. Believe what you want to believe. I'm just telling you, there's too many times that God has kept me. I remember flying down the road when I lost the brakes of my 5-ton truck, and it was a 17% steep grade that was coming out of the dump. I came out and I went to hit the brakes, and I had no brakes, and I flew off the edge of the road, flying more than 15 feet in the air for several, I don't know, it was probably 50 or 60 feet. I don't remember exactly how far, and my employee was sitting in the truck, and I said, Joe, I hope you're ready to meet God. And he said, that ain't funny. I said, well, then you better start praying. And we went off the ledge, flying in a 5-ton truck, dump truck, huge truck. We went flying off the edge. Boom! And we went 4x. Man, he was bouncing. Well, I didn't have seatbelts in that truck. He was bouncing. He smacked the top of his head. I had the whole steering wheel to hold on to, so I didn't go that high. But he bounced and he smacked his head. He said, oh! And I remember that day. And I just said, oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! And that road curved and it made a big curve as I'm going down, bouncing through. And I came up, I popped out on the other side, and went, oh, we're starting to go over that road, and all of a sudden, poof, and I stopped.
Hallelujah.
Stopped in the road.
That
because the next drop off was down in the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a cliff, and it was down in the river. And I thought, ooh, that was close. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Edwin, I never had a problem with those brakes after that. Those brakes failed me. But God fixed my brakes while we were going through the air, and we stopped. He's the best mechanic. Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say. I licked it. And Joe was scared to death. I think he got the Holy Ghost. I had another friend that was driving in my pickup, and he was behind me because he had it was loaded with wood. I was a tree trimmer at that time, and he saw it all happen, and he said, I couldn't believe it when you went flying through the air coming up the other side and you just dropped and stopped right long ways in the middle of the road because the road curved around like this. I popped out and I just went poof. And he said, I couldn't believe it. He said, I thought for sure you were going all the way to the river. He said, I didn't know what I was going to tell your wife. I was already thinking, what am I going to tell Gina? What am I going to tell Gina? How am I going to tell her? I said, well, I guess you don't have to tell her nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God has protected me. And I have called me 10,000 times or more. And he has saved me. And he has healed me. And he has kept me. And he has led me. He's given me guidance. It's given me wisdom. Yes, I can pick on that name. I know the name. I know the name.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. My mom and dad are great people, but I didn't say, oh, Dad, help me. No. I went to the high boss. I went to the Almighty and said, Jesus, help me. Come on, somebody. That's what we need to be able to say. Jesus, no name like the name of Jesus. Don't even be afraid to call on that name. That name will protect you. That name will save you. That name will heal you. Chapter 3 and verse 14 said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. Let me quickly interject here in John 10 and 30. It said, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. He said, I don't want there to be any confusion. I want you to know who the Father is, but I also want you to know who I am. I and my Father are one. John 14 and 9 said, Jesus said unto them, I've been so long time with you, yet thou hast not known me. He saith unto him, when you've seen me, you have seen
the Father.
The Father. You're looking at him. But I thought he was up there. No, you're looking at him right now in the form of humanity.
Right.
I and my Father are one. We are buried with him in baptism. Colossians 2 and verse number 8 said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Did you hear that? Beware. It was a warning to the Colossian church because some of this was filtering down of other religious ideas and philosophies and ideologies and so on and so forth. So he says to the church, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. Of the Godhead, the Godhead. Godhead. I'm already saying Godhead. You know what I'm talking about? The Godhead. Dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that's why we know who we're talking about. When he said, he's my strong and mighty tower. He's the lily of my valley. He's the bright morning star. He's the rose of Sharon. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my defense. Come on. You know what? He's my lion of Judah. He's the lamb that was slain from the foundations. We know who we're talking about. And we say, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Foe. We can talk about all these things, but we know who we're talking about. We're talking about the name of Jesus. And he is wonderful. And he is my defense. And he is all of those things. Hallelujah. So that's what that scripture is talking about. For in him, Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness. He's everything you need him to be.
Yes.
I'm tired.
That's why some of y'all are right now.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. This is the best classroom you've ever been in.
Amen.
School was never this fun. School was never this fun. You can fall asleep on one of them teachers, but you better not fall asleep on this teacher, because I'm talking about your eternal salvation. And you have got a revelation of this, and God needs to open up your understanding. You need to see Jesus in a different light than you've never seen him before. Because if you don't get excited about this, you ain't going to be excited about his throne. You ain't going to be excited about going to heaven. Not if you don't know who he is. And you don't get excited about knowing who he is. I can't wait to take that crown off and set it at his feet. I can't wait to dance about. I can't wait to say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
when we get excited about that all over again. That there were some of you, when you first got the revelation, you were excited. You told everybody. But what happened to that day? What happened to that time where you were excited about it?
Yeah.
And that's where we need revival. Needs to revive it back up in us again and say, whoa, man, I'm excited about who Jesus is.
Amen.
Verse 10. I'm not done. You can't shout me out. I guarantee you. In whom also ye are certain, excuse me, verse 10, and ye are complete.
How do you get complete?
Right.
Well, you know, that's what our world is looking for.
Right.
Our world isn't, because they know there's a missing component, and so they're shooting up with heroin.
Smoking whatever.
Yes.
That's right.
Somebody in this church told me of a guy that they knew that was actually dipping his cigarettes in antifreeze.
Yeah.
And he would smoke them. And he said he could hear stuff popping in his brain when he would smoke these cigarettes after dipping them in antifreeze.
Yeah.
Well, the brain said it was just evaporating.
Yeah.
Crazy. But you know what they're wanting? They feel incomplete. That's why they want to hide. That's why they want this. And that's why this man doesn't satisfy. And that woman doesn't satisfy. That's why some are turning from a man and going woman to woman, because they weren't satisfied here. So they go woman to woman, or they go man to man, because they're looking to make themselves complete. They want something more. But your Bible gives us the truth and says that you are complete in Him. I told you this Bible has everything you need. Operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 11. I said I was going to teach.
Yes, all right, you're doing great. You're doing great. Come on.
For those of you that are going, this is the craziest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. Hey, sis, you know what? This may be the first time you ever came to an apostolic church, but this is the way to have church.
Yeah. Amen.
There ain't another dull moment. Never a dull moment. Especially when you got somebody who laughs like that. Some of y'all are getting happy just listening to him laugh. Did you know what the Bible said? It said laughter doeth good like a medicine. Give me good through the laughter. Yes, give me the laughter. Instead of looking like there was any percentage and life is no good and life ain't worth it, I tell you, life's worth living. Let's live it for Jesus. I'm going to choose to be happy. Amen. Gospel of good. We are washed in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11 said, and such were some of you. The above scripture said, whoremongers, thieves, and liars, and adulterers, and all this other kind of mess. And such were some of you. Can I get a witness? Such were some of me. I was there. For the word, it said you're washed and you're sanctified and justified. I was washed in baptism in the name of Jesus. It is He that has sanctified me. It is He that has justified me. It is because of the name of Jesus. I'm no longer the man that I used to be.
Can say, you know, but you don't understand. Don't raise your hand. But you don't understand. My life hasn't been fair. I didn't have the perfect raising up. I didn't have the perfect example as a daddy or a mom. I didn't have that. I was abused, and I was it, and I was.
Right.
You know,
right.
We all got something in our past. We all got a mess. That day. But I got a bright future. I said I got a bright future. When you walk into this house, your future got brighter than it was when you worked here. Even if it was a week ago, your future got brighter by stepping into the house of God. And praying and hearing the word of God. Your future got brighter. It's all back there.
Yes.
I got a future because Jesus gave me a future. Jesus gave me a future. Amen. I don't have to be bound up by the abuses. I don't have to be bound up by the emotional wrongs that have been done to me.
That's right.
That's why we can sing a song. He set me free. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you what's happening right now. Some of y'all are energizing. That's what's happening.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Come on, Pastor.
I didn't feel like I was preaching. Something about feeding somebody that wants to be fed.
Amen.
Can I have more, please?
Yeah.
Second, that was so good. I'd like to eat some more of that.
Bring it on.
But for the sake of those that are ready to leave, I'll try to slow down and wrap it.
Sorry,
we don't refute the word of God when it comes to Matthew 28:19. No, we completely embrace it by showing how the command is interpreted and acted upon by the apostles. We're not trying to minimize, in no stretch of the imagination, somebody's experience with God. I spent 5 hours with Gracie out there Saturday before last. And I said, the deal is I want to, if I can take you somewhere where you've never been before and take you up higher and take you to a place where God can be so much more than what He is.
Right.
Would you want to go?
Yeah.
Of course you want to go. You want to go.
Yeah.
Well, lead the way. Let's get with it.
Right.
That's why I'm so happy today. That's why I'm so excited today. Because I realize what He's really done for me.
Oh, yeah.